Make your home in our hearts through faith. Live through us more abundantly, God. The Lord has been speaking this morning multiple different ways. We've got a couple prophetic utterances. I'm going to have Doug and Lizzie come up here that go along with this song that we just sang. I just want them to tell me, to tell y'all what the Lord has been speaking to their hearts, because I believe it really lines up with the theme here this morning. Let's, Doug, have you come up here first since you mentioned it first.
Says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in all the earth. The word still in my word means to slacken, to cease, to be feeble, to let alone. And when you dig deeper, it actually means to mend. It means to cure, like a physician. Some of you are carrying very heavy burdens right now. And I want you to ask me for help. Ask me to help you be still. In your being still, I will heal your heart. I will heal your mind. I will heal your body. I will give you wisdom for your situations. My way is light, it's easy, it's a light yoke. I said in my word in Hebrews 4, work to enter that rest, lest you fall into unbelief. It seems backwards that the less you do, the more things happen, but that's my kingdom. Ask me for help. Ask me to help you be still amongst the noise. There's so many voices in the world right now. Help me to be, ask for me, ask me to help you be still. I only commune with those who have a humble and contrite heart. I gave you my son so that the veil was ripped, so you can come into the Holy of Holies and commune with me. Be humble and be honest. And just ask for help. I love you. I want you to be whole. I want you to be whole, spirit, soul, and body, so that you can establish my kingdom here on the earth, as I said in my Lord's Prayer. Quit striving. Quit striving. It's false burden bearing. Let me carry your yokes, and I will heal you. Again, ask me to help you to be still, and what that looks like in your life. And you will call upon me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of, as I say in Jeremiah.
I just saw this morning just all the heavy yokes and griefs and burdens that people were carrying. And I don't know about you guys, but sometimes for me it can feel fake to sing these songs and say these words if I don't feel it. And the Lord has just been speaking to me about that is what faith is. Faith is the assurance of the things not seen. And we have a God who, we have a leader and a king and a God whose character doesn't change based on how we feel and what our circumstances are doing. And so we have the opportunity on this earth, and even today with the grief and sorrow, there will be trouble in this world, he says. But to go to him and take his word, that's faith. We don't feel it, but we speak it. This is what your word says. This is who we are. This is that word into those circumstances. So.
Yeah, Yes, I would just like to respond to these words here by saying yes to what the Holy Spirit is calling us to. And he's calling us to lay our burdens down. And he's calling us to come up underneath his yoke that's easy, find rest for our souls. He's calling us to move past our feelings and touch his presence. So I just want to ask that we respond to this by faith, because I believe the Lord has healing and rest for many souls here this morning. So if you're underneath the weight of burden of any kind this morning, a burden emotionally, a burden physically, or you've got a spiritual burden, if you feel under the weight of that, I'm just going to ask you to stand up and respond to that word, that we might pray for you.